The federal government plans to pour several billion dollars more into the Catholic school sector during the next decade, but new figures suggest it's the poorest students in government schools that are being shortchanged. The figures have been provided to the Australian Education Union under Freedom of Information laws. They reveal that for the poorest families, the Catholic school sector spends more than $9,000 more in government funding per student than the state sector. National Education reporter Natasha Robinson has the story.
The federal government's announcement that it will pour an extra $4.5 billion in extra funding into Catholic and independent schools has been greeted with outrage by some state education ministers. Now, new figures cast some light on why they're so upset. The figures from the Australian Curriculum and Assessment Authority break down the average amount of federal and state funding that is spent on each student. The figures are based on what's called an ICSEA score. In the lowest ICSEA band, about $24,000 a year in government funding is spent on the poorest students in state schools. But for students of the same socioeconomic status in Catholic schools, that figure rises to $33,000. Karina Haythorpe is president of the Australian Education Union.
These figures show that the most disadvantaged public schools are receiving the least help from the government compared to the private sector, and the gap can be up to $10,000 per student.
The Catholic sector vehemently denies it's getting a special deal. Ray Collins is the acting CEO of the National Catholic Education Commission.
82% of our most disadvantaged schools are small schools, so 200 students or less. Almost all are in outer regional, remote and very remote areas. And a quarter of the most disadvantaged schools are special assistance schools, which means they attract full funding from the government. And all of these schools require resources above and beyond the money that they attract from the governments.
Experts on school funding urge caution on the figures because they don't include extra loadings given to disadvantaged students. Here's Blaise Joseph from the Centre for Independent Studies.
So the federal government is the main funder of non-government schools, and the state government is the main funder of government schools. What's actually happening is that the federal government is giving more money to low SES non-government schools than the state government is giving to low SES government schools.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison's $4.5 billion deal for private schools has thrown negotiations over a national funding agreement between the states and the Commonwealth into disarray. The New South Wales and Queensland governments are refusing to sign up to a 10-year funding deal that allows federal money to state and private schools to flow unless state schools are given more. Victoria says it's very unlikely it'll reach a deal with the federal government on funding before it enters caretaker period ahead of a state election in November. If the impasse can't be resolved before the end of the year, the nation will end up with another one-year interim agreement on schools funding, a situation that will frustrate principals trying to plan long-term budgets.
Natasha Robinson reporting. In a statement, the Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says the Commonwealth is providing record funding to all schools using a needs-based approach, and that the agreement with Catholic and independent schools is more equitable because it changes the formula for allocating their funding to take into account a parent's income.